This is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi, and here are the top stories for today. The Lok Sabha has passed a constitution amendment bill that aims to provide 10% reservation for general category poor. The bill provides reservation in the central as well as educational government jobs, which also includes private higher educational institutions, to those belonging to the economically weaker sections from the upper castes. The bill will now be presented in the Rajya Sabha. Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley said the bill will stand legal scrutiny. The bill was passed after discussion for about 5 hours. Online fashion retailer Myntra has narrowed its consolidated losses to ₹178.7 crore for 2017-18 compared with a loss of ₹655.8 crore in the previous fiscal. The Flipkart-owned company saw its total income grow nearly threefold to ₹427.4 crore in 2017-18. The Department of Telecom has asked its technical body to finalize standards for Internet of Things and machine-to-machine technology in 2 months as the country aspires to roll out 5G services at par with the rest of the world. The Telecom Engineering Center under the department is preparing finalizing standards for telecom equipment and devices for 5G services. In a bid to outpace competitors in the emerging segment, online grocery platforms such as Grofers, Big Basket, Amazon Pantry have been rolling out discounts and cashbacks. The latest similar offer comes from Grofers, who are claiming to give 100% cashback. Called the Grand Orange Bag Days, customers will have to join the program to avail the cashback of up to Rs 5,000, and the deadline to join the program is January 12th. Facebook-owned messaging platform WhatsApp has finally started working on a fingerprint locking mechanism for Android phones. The new authorization method will make the third-party locking apps, which were very popular, redundant. Agriculture loans worth ₹10,253 crore disbursed by Syndicate Bank have turned into non-performing assets in the last 5 fiscal years until March 2018, revealed an RTI query. The NPA of the public sector bank increased in the last 3 fiscals, with the bad loans soaring to ₹3,851 crore in 2017-18. Prasar Bharati on Tuesday permitted private FM radio broadcasters to carry All India Radio news in English and Hindi free of cost on a trial basis till May 31st this year. The broadcasting agency, however, refrained FM channels to broadcast news in Naxalism-affected areas. A day after the Narendra Modi government played a masterstroke to woo the upper castes by announcing 10% reservation in jobs, the government could soon offer more surprises, especially for the middle class. The Finance Ministry is mulling on a couple of measures, like increasing the savings limit under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act, providing tax benefits to pensioners, and lowering of interest rates on housing loans. And that's all we have for you on the podcast today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news.